As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Friday, October the 30th, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've always got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. Oftentimes, it's the same solution. If we don't get rid of this established two-party political system, they're going to eat our shorts, that's for sure. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air or take Oracle Broadcasting with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls certainly are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net for those of you that type that stuff into your computer. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me, snail mail, William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. I'm sure my postmistress would appreciate having a letter to put in my little box. Again, that's Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal, local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. And again, your calls are welcome. Gold trading in the $1 increments in the $1,040 range in the wake of stock market rallies yesterday and an uptick in the U.S. dollar. We'll talk about that. Economics 101, money, debt, and consumerism, the American legacy. We'll go into all of that, of course, during the broadcast. We'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Friday, October the 30th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago, gold was trading off $4.60 at $1,041.20 an ounce. Again, that's off $4.60 at $1,041.20 an ounce. Silver losing 25 cents in early trading, off a quarter there, $16.42 an ounce. Platinum drops 21 bucks at $1,318 an ounce, and palladium loses 2 bucks. Sounds like a phenomenon, doesn't it? Everything seems to be going down. Well, it's all going down. $324 an ounce for palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a narrow band, a tight band today, less than 10 bucks. Trading in the lows for $1,040.20, and the high is $1,049.90. But at $1,041.20, your gold is still up $304.66 year to year for a 41.40% return on your investment. The Dow up yesterday 200 points, trading at 99.63, closing back in on that 10,000 mark. Will it go there today? Well, we'll find out about it, I'm sure, by this evening. The NASDAQ up 38 at 2,098, and the S&P up 23 at 1,066. We'll pick it all up right there on the other side of this first break. Stay with us, won't you?
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back to our Friday, October the 30th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. And come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, broadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, of course, hard facts, workable solutions for you today. Let's go out and finish up this market report for Friday, October the 30th, 2009, where we find gold trading off $4.60 at $1,041.20. At 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Silver was down a quarter at 1642, and platinum was off 21 at 1318. In the crude oil market, at 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude oil delivered in Oklahoma, as it is, dropped 59 cents this morning. Early trading trades at 79.28. You know, it's still $1.90 for a gallon of crude. Astronomical prices. The U.S. dollar index, that specious index off the Intercontinental Exchange, up 11 basis points at 76.05. It rolls over into the Forex, of course, the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian dollar this morning losing 116 basis points at 93 cents. The Mexican peso moves up 1 basis point. That's almost no move at all. Still trades at 8 cents. You can buy 13 pesos for a buck. The euro loses 36 basis points, trades at $1.48 U.S. The British pound, if you're shipping things to or buying things from England, jolly old England, today. It drops 15 basis points, yet still trades at $1.65 U.S. And the Swiss franc, that venerable Swiss franc, moves down 36 basis points and yet still at 98 cents U.S., virtually on par with the U.S. dollar in the bond market. The two-year bond is yielding 0.94%. Don't imagine too many people are going to jump into that market. Loaning money to the government at 0.94% doesn't look too enticing. The 10-year at 3.44 and the 30-year at 4.28. In the mortgage markets, again, I think we're close to a bottom here. At least things seem to be stable. Or perhaps it's just gone flatline. I don't know. But the 15-year fixed rate mortgage is at 4.61%. from the same price a month ago. So for about 30 days thereabouts, it's been right in that ballpark. The 30-year fixed is at 5.18, going up from a month ago at 5.12%. So if you've got a mortgage in your future, I would suggest you might want to tend to that. All right, a little bit of news went into the cyberspace regurgitorium this morning. Found absolutely nothing of interest, but I burned off a copy of this one. Might as well. It's pertinent to what's going down. We're going to spend most of our discussion time today talking about topical material rather than news. But this, off of Bloomberg, AEP test cold futures at the Alstom-equipped West Virginia plant. Well, if you're out in West Virginia, you're in the news today. At an American Electric Power Company plant in New Haven, West Virginia, may help determine whether the nation's 1,500 coal-burning power generators become relics of a dirtier age or can flourish in a low-carbon world. We're just going to have to market those barf bags. American Electric's 29-year-old Mountaineer facility this month became the first coal-fired power plant in the U.S. to capture a portion of its carbon dioxide emissions and eject them underground. Of course, we haven't seen the science on any of this. The next thing you know, we'll find out that injecting carbon dioxide into the ground is hazardous and, well, anyway, the company had hosted a ribbon-cutting ceremony today to mark the milestone. This is the ultimate step to make certain that coal stays in the equation in the U.S. because it absolutely has to, Michael Morris, the chief executive officer of American Electric, said in an October the 28th telephone interview. The project, using experimental technology from France, may show emissions from existing coal-fired power plants can be reduced enough to meet limits set in legislation passed by the U.S. House and being considered by the U.S. Senate. The U.S., with the world's largest coal reserves, proposes spending billions of taxpayer dollars on research so the fuel can be used for power under the new restrictions. Coal supplies 50% of U.S. electricity and a third of energy-related carbon dioxide emissions, which scientists blame for global warming. Quote, if we're going to keep the lights on and therefore the economy going forward, we're going to have to do the retrofits, close quote, to reduce carbon dioxide from coal-fired plants, Morris said. You will not be able to retire the existing fleet and replace it with a new fleet in any kind of a timeline that would sustain the electric needs of this country. Well, lengthy article. You can read it all for yourself. It's up on Bloomberg. Talks about gasification and all kinds of other things. But we're going to talk about something different today. Again, going back to this book that I've been studying from, Principles of Economies, published by D.C. Heath back in the 1953. This is an Economics 101 textbook. I've actually learned quite a bit from it. It's about 500 pages. I'm 350-some pages into it already. Glad I didn't have to buy this course from anybody, pick this book up at a flea market for nickels or dimes. But it is rather interesting. There's quite a bit to the study of economics when you go to college to find out about it. I didn't. But in this particular chapter, it's right down to earth. It's the kind of language of any man and any woman in America, if you could say. So back in the Wally and June Cleaver, beautiful America of the 1950s. This chapter is 19. It's titled Money in Our Monetary System. I'm just going to read a little bit from it. We're going to go into some other things. We're going to look at the consumerism and consumers' leagues and things like that. And if there's still time remaining, we'll go into the idea of debt, what it's all about from our encyclopedias. But let's go into this one, money and our monetary system. And just listen very carefully. You're not going to get the full meal deal in this, but it's going to lay out an understanding that young people had in the 50s, kind of keeping the dream alive. Let's see how much things have changed from then. And again, the 1950s, this is a time period when, you know, men were men and women were women, and Chevrolet still knew how to build a truck. This is also the time before we got swindled by Nixon and the others, but it was post Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So let's go into it. The exchange of goods between producer and consumer has already, the author writes, been considered in some detail. The use of money tends to facilitate the exchange of goods and services. Some of the advantages to be derived from the use of money have already been discussed. In this chapter, we'll learn more about the functions and the qualities of money. The monetary units of some leading nations are as follows, and then he goes through. It's much the same as a basket of currencies, the one that we give out every morning, the Canadian dollar, the Mexican peso, the euro, the British pound, and the Swiss franc. Of course, those aren't the same ones in the USDX basket of currency, but he begins with a pretty good list, and it gives you an idea of the names of some of the currencies around the world. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar-powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
This is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
And we've returned once again. Let's look at the functions of money. Again, reading out of a textbook, Economics 101. This is not intended to be a real heady discussion. This is just giving you a basic understanding of some things that have been discussed a lot over the last few years, but this is another perspective. Owing to the willingness of people to accept it, money serves us in many ways. Its first and foremost function is, of course, to make the exchange of goods easier. However, it is wise to consider the functions of money in much more detail, which the author is going to do. We're going to read it. A medium of exchange. Money is an important improvement over barter because it enables the holder of one type of wealth to exchange it with more ease for other goods or services. Whenever money is used as the means to bring about such exchanges, it is serving as a medium of exchange. Money is an excellent medium of exchange because it is readily accepted by the seller of goods and services that we wish to obtain. The seller who accepts our money knows that he will have little or no difficulty exchanging the money for things he desires, a standard of value. Money also serves as a standard of value. Before the use of money, for example, it was difficult for traders to come to agreement concerning the quantity of potatoes to be exchanged for an animal skin. The relative values of the two commodities could not be determined easily. When money came into use, the relative values of potatoes and animal skins were expressed in terms of money. Thus, today, a bushel of potatoes may be valued at $1, whereas an animal skin may be valued at $5. The person who owns the potatoes has no difficulty measuring the value of the animal skin in terms of potatoes. He's merely called upon to determine if in his mind the animal skin is worth $5. In this way, money acts as a measuring rod and simplifies the process of exchange. The use of a standard measuring rod serves as the dollar enables us to compare the values of goods and services to be bought or sold. So here we're going back to the basic agriculture, the hunters and the agriculturalists. A very interesting use of the animal skin versus the potato type of a deal. That really goes back. I mean, we studied the history of world civilizations, but it really goes back, and it goes back a long ways. The idea that money is a measure or a standard of value may also produce some undesirable economic results. Many people judge the value of two commodities on the basis of prices paid at two different times. And although no difference in two commodities can be detected, the fact that one cost more than the other is accepted as conclusive evidence that it is better. Now keep that in mind. You know, you can go to the store and buy aspirin by the bottle or the jar. Some aspirin are more than others. But is there actually a difference? Is it just simply a tablet of aspirin, or is it not? Is one more pure than another? Or is it just the advertising that got the one brand name to be more valuable in the mind of the consumer as opposed to another? Again, money plays a part in all of that. A standard of deferred payments. We've learned that that modern marketing is done largely on a credit basis, and boy, they went into that quite well. Most commodities and services sold today are exchanged not for money, but for promises to pay at some future date. Promises to pay. When one buys groceries and has them charged to his account, the grocer will require him to make provision for the payment of the obligation at a future time. Now, we don't do that much anymore. Now, today, you just swipe your card, right? But there once was a time where you could go to a grocery store and open up an account with them. And when you got paid, if you got paid once a month or thereabouts, or when you were a little bit of ahead, you could go down and deposit some money with your grocer so that your children and your wife would not have to always bring monies with them when they go to the grocery store. They would just put it on the household account. But you have to settle those accounts. It's like running a bar tab. Some people drink excessively and they're in the bar all the time. They may not have the money on them, but because they're alcoholic in nature, they run a tab at a bar. And then once a month when they get paid, or twice a month thereafter, they go in and pay their bar tabs off and that sort of thing. In most cases, the grocer will insist upon payment in money. This money will be used as the standard to determine the amount to be repaid. All this is to do with monetary systems, as opposed to barter, for instance, puka shells and that nonsense. Money and our monetary system, when a loan is repaid, a fixed sum of money is returned to the lender. It is assumed by most people that the repayment of the loan restores both the borrower and the lender to their original positions. The borrower and the lender, the money, when you pay it, your status rebalances. Unfortunately, this may not be true, because the prices of goods may have risen or fallen in the meantime. If prices have risen, the lender will lose, because the money collected will not purchase as much as it could have purchased on the day the loan was made. And, of course, every day we report this foreign exchange rates, and we see that the value expressed in dollars of the foreign exchange changes continuously. And for most of us and for tourists, it's not a big deal. But when you're dealing with millions of dollars worth of product exchanged on the foreign markets, these little deviations add up to big bucks in a hurry. Of course, again, the borrower will lose if prices have fallen. The money he pays the lender will purchase more on the date of payment than it did when the loan was made. Despite the fact that money changes in value, it continues to serve as the standard of deferred payments as long as the government specifies that it is legal tender and must be accepted in repayment of debt. Again, a college textbook. Here we're teaching the children, the young people, to understand that money changes in value, as opposed to having gold set at a certain dollars per ounce and silver set, so forth, but that it actually changes. There's no necessarily honest weights and measure. There's no fixed standard. And again, despite the fact that money changes in value, the authors write, it continues to serve as the standard of deferred payments as long as the government specifies that it is, quote-unquote, legal tender and must be accepted in repayment of debt. Adding lots of little words here into our minds. A store of value. When a contractor builds a house, he may be paid in money. He may not, however, have any immediate need to use the money. In such an event, he can place the money in safekeeping until needed. In other words, it is possible for him to store the value represented by this money. The store, the value, place the money in safekeeping. There are both economical and uneconomical ways to store money. It can be placed, for example, well, we'll pick it up on that on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Your calls are welcome.
Thank you. You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Yeah, it seems like somebody's been in there tinkering with my bumper tracks again. Not handy. We don't like to hear that. Anyway, let's go back into this document again and pick up a store of value. So important to understand this concept of store of value. If I wanted to pull off all of the articles that I found this morning about flight to safety, every little uptick or downtick in all of this specious numerological scientific materialism that goes on in these casino crap game marketplaces, I'm telling you, folks, it is enough to make me want to pull my hair out. If I had more hair, I might pull it out, but I don't, so I'm conservative about that action. But nevertheless, every day you hear about it. I mean, people are running flight to safety into gold, then it's flight to safety into the U.S. dollar, and it's flight to safety into the stock market, and it's flight to safety. Oh, it's insanity. Flight to safety. Overnight, on little teeny minor changes up and down, but it's all about storing value. Now, some people call gold, well, it's an insurance company. Well, I don't think so. If I had to pay premiums to keep it, and it was only good if I had a catastrophic loss, I might talk about insurance. It's not an insurance policy. That's the stuff of the goldsmiths. But I think that it makes for a dandy investment when you can see that year on year, today, your gold is up $304.60, and you've gotten a 41.40% return on investment. That's, to me, is an investment. Anyway, the idea of a store of value. It's important. But these paper dollars, of course, really don't store any value, except in a rather subjective way. Let's find out more about it. It can be placed, for example, in a strong box and hoarded, and that's what a lot of people do with their gold. That's kind of a foolish thing to do with paper dollars. Such storage, the author writes, is wasteful because the money is lying idle, and beyond that, I would add that the money is also losing value constantly because of this insane series of presidents that we've had and all of their monetary and fiscal policy that has continually inflated away the value of the dollar. Money can also, furthermore, it's earning nothing for its owner. That's exactly what I said. It earns nothing. Storing paper dollars lying idle does nothing. It's a waste, really. You know, everybody can go to the Bible and read the story about the servant, the steward that hid his money in the ground. Anyway, others did things with it. Money does nothing for you if you're just hoarding it away, cashing it away, money in your pillow or in your mattress. Money can also be stored in a savings bank. Of course, we can see at these interest rates, that's a foolish choice these days as well. You're losing money every day you have your money in your bank, and there's no guarantee that if they close the banks that you'd be able to get any of your money out, so that's not a really good idea. But anyway, such storage is economically desirable because the money will be used by the bank for productive purposes and will also earn interest for its owner. So here, the young people are being indoctrinated into the idea of supporting the banking institutions by participating without knowing it in the fractional reserve banking system. And we ought to be aware of that. Money serves as a store of value because it does not lose its value through disuse. Disuse. Well, the longer you hold money, the less value purchasing power it really has. Qualities of good money. This is where it gets a little more interesting. Money is, quote-unquote, good only to the extent that the credit of the nation in which it is legal tender is good. The full faith and credit of the United States Incorporated. Money, again, is good only to the extent that the credit of the nation in which it is legal tender is good. The actual form of the money is secondary. The United States has, again, 1953, the United States has high credit, a tremendous industrial machine, and a wealth of resources, including an energetic population. Notice how they include the population in that wealth of resources, and that is such in that they are energetic. In other words, they're not just a bunch of indolent dolts holding down the lazy boy, holding down their corner of the sealy posturpedic. They're actually an energetic people in 1950s, and we had a tremendous industrial machine, and we had exceedingly high credit. In other words, the United States of America at the time that this book was written was still the greatest creditor nation on the planet Earth before Ronald Reagan's came in and undid all of that. I don't know why the Republicans think he's God. Through experimentation with a variety of kinds of money, it was learned that good money possessed certain other qualities. Here's some interesting things. Acceptability, portability, durability, uniformity, divisibility, and cognizability. And now we're going to examine each of these qualities. But think about the difference between the paper dollar and a gold coin or a silver coin in each of these categories. Acceptability. Is there really anyone that wouldn't accept a gold coin? Is a gold coin in your pocket portable? Is it durable? Why, my friends, it's immutable. Is it uniform? Well, 1 troy ounce of gold is the same as 1 troy ounce of gold here as in America, as it is in Canada, as it would be in Mexico, as it would be anywhere on the planet. And so one would have to say that it's uniform. Is it divisible? You can buy 1/4 ounce, 1/10 ounce, 1/5 ounce, all of the littlest, smallest, tiniest little fractions and flakes, all the way down to grams and grams and so on and so forth. It's absolutely divisible. Is it cognizable? Is there anyone on this planet who couldn't recognize gold? Maybe a young boy or girl might have a difficulty with that, but they all saw Grandpa's gold watch and he was so proud of it, they would recognize the color almost immediately. They only have to be told that it's gold once. Of course, there's a lot of gold tone things out there, like the Susan B. Anthony coins and things like that, if you want to get into slugs. Now he says, let us examine each of these qualities and learn their meanings as applied to money acceptability. The acceptability of money depends in large measure upon the other qualities listed above. The commodities that served as money in earlier times had value in themselves. They had acceptability as money because they could be used to satisfy wants. Wants. Such things as cattle, grains, and animal skins have been used as money, and I'd have to say that tobacco has been used as money, too. But just about everything that has ever been used as money has had the hell taxed out of them by the Federal Reserve Banking Institution and the whores in Congress. It forces us to use their Federal Reserve notes. These commodities were acceptable as money because they could also be used to satisfy the necessities of life, instantly transferable to use. Luxuries have also been used as money, such things as beads, jewels, shells, gold, and silver have been widely used as money because they could also be used as ornaments, and we report on the Asian markets on a regular basis in Dubai and in India, and other places, even in the United States of America, where gold and silver are used for ornaments, but they're also industrial metals, though less so. Continuing, it was not until people were willing to accept money merely as a means of exchange rather than as a commodity that paper money became acceptable. A paper dollar has little, if any, value as a paper commodity. Nevertheless, it is just as useful as gold so long as people will accept it. You can see the depth of this confidence scheme. It only has value as long as someone will accept it. If I contract with you to pick all of the dandelions out of my yard so that I can process them and dehydrate them and set them in my larder for the winter, and I agree to give you 1 penny apiece for every dandelion that you dig up out of my yard, all those little coppers, and you come over prepared to do so, you drive over in your own truck, in your own garments, bring your own thermos jug of coffee in your lunch bag, and then exchange your labor and all of that, and your wealth, really, your tools, for my little coppers, or worse, paper dollars. As soon as the transaction is completed at the end of the day, because I have stolen from you, you're going to have to go and steal from someone else. You're going to have to exchange those worthless pieces of paper for something you either want or need. That's really the fraud of the whole thing. It gets us all into this city of speech, a city of crime. We all lose our morality in this game. I'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And once again, we're into this Economics 101 course study here. Trying to get our heads wrapped around this idea of creating human beings from young men and women. The idea of a human being we found in our sociology and political science studies is simply a socially politicized creature. Otherwise, it would just be an animal, right? Just a bare brute beast. Until they can become politically socialized, they're of little value in society. At least that's the mindset of the educators. But it's interesting to see here that the author says this, and I'm going to repeat it. It was not until people were willing to accept money merely as a means of exchange rather than as a commodity that paper money became acceptable. So it took a considerable amount of teaching and conditioning and politically socializing before the otherwise intelligent people of the world began to accept paper money from the money traders and the money changers. A paper dollar has little, if any, value as a paper commodity. Again, nevertheless, it is just as useful as gold so long as people will accept it. And so is a bag of dog crap, by the way, if you'll accept it. Governments decree that certain money units are to be legal tender. In the United States, all money units are a legal tender. When a government's credit is good and its economy strong, merely this declaration is enough to make money acceptable to all the people in the country. just the declaration that the government's credit is good, trillions of dollars in debt, and its economy strong, millions of people unemployed. Might be a little bit of reluctance on taking these pieces of legal tender now and in the future as more people fly to safety in the commodities. Portability. Good money is portable. In other words, it can be moved about with ease. Well, don't you be caught with $10,000 in your pocket, my friend, or a multi-jurisdictional task force will descend upon your vehicle pulled over along the highway someplace, and everything in your vehicle will be taken out and thrown on the side of the road. Maybe you'll be tasered, dropped to the ground, those plastic bands around your wrists, your ankles, and shoved in the back of a squad car so they can steal your $10,000, you know. They'll do that. It's in the law. Not exactly portable anymore. A bushel of grain could be used as money because it has some of the qualities of good money, but don't you be caught with a bushel of grain in your automobile. Food safety, you know. You don't know where that grain has been. You're going to have to seize the car and the grain, too. It's not as portable, however, as a metal coin, and isn't that the truth? Furthermore, large quantities of grain would have to be exchanged for a commodity of great value. An enormous amount of grain, for example, would have to be exchanged for a new automobile. Notice they said automobile in the 1950s. They didn't refer to it as a government vehicle. Good money is small in size. It has considerable value in relation to its bulk. Ever held a 1 ounce gold coin in your hand? Small in size, worth well over $1,041 today. It has considerable value in relation to its bulk. This makes possible the handling of large sums of money without difficulty. Good money does not wear out easily. Ever looked at those rattery, tattery, torn in half $100 bills? Neither does it deteriorate when stored. Ever stored a bunch of paper dollar in a tin can outside? How long does it take before that rag rots? Crops were unsatisfactory as money because they spoiled within a relatively short time, and there's truth to that. Shells and beads lost their value if broken. Other commodities were unsatisfactory kinds of money because they could not withstand wear or the passage of time. Gold, silver, and other metals are good kinds of money because they can withstand much wear over a long period of time. Right out of the textbook. Wouldn't find that today, most likely. Although gold is an important part of our monetary system, see how time has changed? The metal itself is not allowed to circulate. The patient is becoming sick. It is used, however, to back much of the paper money in circulation. Not anymore. Under these conditions, it would be extremely difficult to find a commodity more durable as money than gold. There's a little bit of truth here. See how times have changed? This textbook had to be discarded. It's no longer appropriate for circulation and use in schools in America. Uniformity. All like units of good money have uniform value. Let us apply this statement to the American dollar and see what it means. To have uniform value simply means that $1 is as transferable as any other dollar. No dollar is more acceptable than another because of its age or appearance. All dollars have uniform purchasing power, although there are several different types of $5 notes in circulation. One has as much value as any other. Precisely. Nothing. Worthless paper. Because they are freely exchangeable, they have uniform value. It's just a swindle. It depends upon how convincing you are. Divisibility. Good money can be divided into small units without having its value destroyed. When a standard money unit is divisible into smaller units, it can be used for the payment of small debts and for the purchase of low-cost goods and services. Some early forms of money, such as grain, coal, tobacco, possessed this quality. Others, such as cattle, did not. It's kind of difficult to divide the cattle, so to speak. Not readily divisible into smaller portions until they're dead and hanging on a hook. Metals and paper possess the quality of divisibility. They can be made into dollars, and they can be made into larger and smaller units of value. Cognizability. Good money is easily recognized and tested. If people suspect that money is not genuine, they will not accept it. You can imagine that now, some 20 years after the beginning of the discussion on the Federal Reserve by some such as Eustace Mullins and after him, G. Edward Griffin and many others, people are now suspicious. They understand that our money is not genuine, and fewer are willing to accept it. Coins are good money because they're easily recognized. Now, remember that at this time, there was a high silver content in our coins, and nickel, and copper. Because of their appearance, they're not easily confused. Paper money is easily recognized because of its size, texture, and distinctive design. Although metallic and paper money may be imitated by counterfeiters, the federal government and local banks are continually on guard against this practice. They'll tell you that you're just circulating counterfeits anyway, eh? To make counterfeiting difficult, not illegal, not impossible, to make counterfeiting difficult, the government uses special paper, expensive dyes, and intricate designs in the manufacture of their fraudulent notes. The making of money. Coinage of money. Only the federal government is permitted to coin money. If various agencies were allowed to coin money, it would be difficult to keep it uniform in appearance and value, and there's truth to that. If the money used in one state differed in value from that used in another state, it would not be readily acceptable by all persons. Because then we would need to go through the foreign exchange rates as you move from California to Idaho and from Idaho to Montana. We don't want to do that. We'll be right back on the other side and continue on today's broadcast. Stay with us, won't you?
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And welcome back to our Friday, October the 30th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, missing my Jeff Thomas, begin the hour bump there. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. We always have good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you every day. No bout a doubt it. Dropping back into this book, we're studying out of the Economics 101 textbook, Principles of Economy, or Principles of Economics, published by D.C. Heath and Company back in 1953, just kind of going backwards a little bit in time, getting a window on where we came from so that we can understand a little bit better where we are today, and hopefully we can avoid some of the repetitive errors that have been made in the past and move forward into a better future, more and more freedom, and less of this tyrannical control. But then it continues here, and it says, the making of money again. Only the federal government is permitted to coin money. If various agencies were allowed to coin the money, it would be difficult to keep it uniform in appearance and value. And then it gives us a little bit of an insight here. When metal used in coinage has been purified and combined with an alloy, it's called bullion. That's what we talk about here every day, bullion, gold, silver, platinum, palladium. And what the value is set by the boys in London, the London Gold Fix, and other traders, what it's going for on a global exchange basis. This stuff trades all around the world, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year virtually. But it's called bullion. The bullion is pressed into bars or strips containing about 90% pure metal and 10% alloy. Now, this is for the coinage of the realm here in the pre-1964 period where we actually had silver content in our dimes, quarters, halves, and dollars. Don't have that anymore. Lost that good idea. But it was 90-10, so you get 90% silver in your coins at the time. The strips are run through machines that punch out coins. Sometimes they just punch out planchets. And we hear from time to time about the mint not being able to get the planchets. Nonsense. But that's what they claim, and that's what they put on their website. Then they impress, or they, this is not what they are. I'll just read it the way he has it. I don't want to go into a lengthy discourse on this. The strips are run through machines that punch out coins of the desired shape, bearing the necessary designs and descriptions. If you will examine the edges of our silver coins, again, we're talking about coins of the realm, coins of common circulation, you will discover that they have been marked with ridges called milling, and this milling has been done to discourage the shaving of the coin edges. In the past, and we're talking in the past for hundreds and hundreds of years here, in the past, coin edges were shaved by dishonest people who melted the shavings into bullion and later sold it. And that's why they put that crenulation on the edge of the coins. Coinage terminology. A government may obtain metal for coinage in two ways. It can buy the metal in the open market, or it can permit free coinage. Free coinage is a system whereby the government is legally required to coin for any person any amount of a specific metal which he brings to the mint. The word free does not imply that the government will coin the metal without charge, but it does mean that any person is free to bring an unlimited amount of the metal to the mint for coinage. Pick it up right there. Look at gratuitous coinage and signorage and other things on the other side. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, that's a somber way to come back from the break. I had all these bumpers worked out originally when we came on the network, had our Jeff Thomas bumpers just open the show at the top of the hour and at the 5 minute after, and a refresh your memory at the bottom of the hour, and a real nice going out. Seems we haven't been able to figure out how to get the computer to run properly lately. Maybe we need to slap it upside the head or shake it good. Sometimes I get the computer to work better for me if I just hold a 5-pound hammer threateningly over the top of it. Sometimes they'll come around with that, but of course, anything that happens inside of the computer, I'm completely ignorant of, so my heart goes out to all those that have to tinker with it, but it's definitely not running correctly today. Let's go back to the article again. We're looking at a textbook trying to find out about this making of money. What is money? Money. Money. How many monies do you have? It's the love of money, of course, which is the root of all evil, not the use of it, if we do it prudently and temperately. Nevertheless, going back into this, if no charge is made by the mint for coining the metal, the system is known as gratuitous coinage. If the charge made is just sufficient to cover the costs involved, the charge is called brassage. If the charge is greater than the actual costs involved, then the charge is called seigniorage. So there's a couple of different ways you can go about getting your government to coin money. Coin money. Money. The location of the mints. There are three different mints in the United States to coin metals into money. They're located in Philadelphia, Denver, and San Francisco. All paper money is made in the Bureau of Engraving, Printing, and Counterfeiting at Washington, D.C. Of course, they don't count counterfeiting, but that's basically what they're doing. Monetary standards. The kinds of money used in an economy is described as its monetary standards. There are two chief divisions of monetary standards, metallic and paper. Metallic standards are those used by economies in which gold, silver, or other metals are employed as the basic monetary unit. Paper standards are those employed in countries that swindle their citizens. Well, they don't say that here. Paper standards are those employed in countries that have no backing to their bills beyond the credit of the nation and the productiveness of the economy. And as I said, the credit of this nation is in the toilet, and our productiveness is following it. There are several kinds of metallic standards. These we shall discuss first. Gold standards. When gold coins are used in circulation and the paper money of an economy is stated to be redeemable in gold, the country is said to use a full gold standard. A full gold standard implies, one, that the money is defined in terms of gold. The money is defined in terms of gold. Two, that the gold is used in coins as the medium of exchange. And three, that all other money in the economy is convertible into gold on demand. And four, that gold can be used interchangeably for money, for industrial uses, or in trade with other countries with no restrictions. That's a gold standard. The claim has been made that the full gold standard is an automatic monetary system in that government itself does not possess the power to influence the money and the amounts of money in circulation. See why it's rather desirable, eh? Once the money is defined at, for example, 20.67 per ounce. $20.67 per ounce, 1953. Has it changed? Or is it still $20.67 per ounce? It is said that the supply of money is automatically regulated by the scarcity of gold. If, however, events such as a remarkable new gold mine discovery or war should occur, there could be a great increase or decrease in the gold supply of a country on a gold standard. War after war after war after war. Those that finance both sides of the wars profit mightily during the wars, and they've amassed most of the gold. They just kind of vacuum up the gold out of countries at the time of war. I could mention the Rothschilds, but there are others. Again, this idea of a remarkable new gold mine or a discovery. We remember what went on down in the south, the southern hemisphere of Lemuria, Oceania, or whatever you want to call this continent that we live on. When the Spaniards came in and the Dutch came in and everybody came in and gutted the entire southern hemisphere and took all of the gold and dumped it over onto the European markets, where that depression that followed after that was due to this incredible dumping of gold on the market. That's inflation. But unless you have a remarkable new discovery in gold, you don't have those kinds of fluctuations under a gold standard. This, in turn, would bring about a great change in the amount of money in circulation and could therefore unbalance the price level. That's what happened in Europe, you know. 1492, when the Admiral sailed the world blue. Right. We accept the statement that the gold standard is an automatic standard only with considerable reservation. The United States was on such a standard until 1933, when, as a result of the Depression, we found it necessary to drop the full gold standard and to adopt another kind, you see. Create the Depression, drop this gold standard, adopt fiat currency. Curious, isn't it? Same people behind the scene all the time. The money changers. The new gold standard, adopted in the United States in 1933, has been called the gold bullion standard. This standard differs from the one previously described in that gold coins do not circulate and the gold itself is not used as a medium of exchange. People familiar with the matter said the economy unexpectedly changed. Experts say gold is prohibited from being circulated as a matter of fact and is merely used in defining money. In the United States, in 1933, we quote-unquote revalued gold by changing its value from $20.67 an ounce to $35 an ounce. This morning it was at $1,041.20 on the gold bullion trading market, the spot market. Oh, boy. Thus, merely through changing the value of gold, it was possible to have approximately 43% more paper money printed and put into circulation. When the United States Treasury held only the same amount of gold as before. Where's the gold gone since then? It is this quote-unquote revaluation that accounts for the term the 57-cent dollar. Not to be confused with the 52 Chevrolet. Those were the good old days. We'll be back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet. turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They are forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now they're bleaching breads to look like multigrain, so you have to brown.
Get your ugly white ass out of here.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
Thank you, Carlos. You can unplug the guitar now. Let's go into this a little bit further. Looking at this gold standard, you know, in the time that this was written, you know, this was pretty well old hat. Everyone that was in school had heard all of this before from their mothers and their fathers and their grandfathers and so on. But times were changing. The times, they were a-changing. And that they did. It is this revaluation. You know, we talk about the repudiation of debt. Another way out is to revalue the dollar. Look what happened here. It is this revaluation that accounts for the term the 57-cent dollar. Since our dollar was redefined in terms of gold and its value lowered by 43%. It was said that the new dollar was worth only 57 cents. 57 Chevrolet, one of my favorite automobiles. Since people using a gold bullion standard cannot possess gold themselves and pass it in exchange, and since their paper money is not convertible into gold, the effect of such a standard is actually to turn it into a paper standard. The United States, at the present, again, 1953, is on a modified gold bullion standard. Gold can be used for two purposes in the economy, permission for the use of which must be obtained from the Secretary of the Treasury. These purposes are, one, industrial uses in which the metal is needed in machinery or for other purposes, and two, international exchange. Here's that. Foreign exchange rates, again, for this morning, the Canadian dollar at 93 cents U.S., the Mexican peso at 8 cents, $1.48 to buy a euro, $1.65 for a British pound, and a Swiss franc for 98 cents. No uniformity in that, is there? International exchange, the Forex. Gold can be secured by importers and exporters needing gold for legitimate purposes in certain large quantities. Funny, seems to me, German Chancellor Merkel would like the United States to return their gold, and she's been getting a cold shoulder. The Secretary of Treasury gives permission to buy bullion from the United States government for purposes of shipment abroad, and boy, did they. Another kind of gold standard is the gold exchange standard. With this standard, a country that has no gold itself, like the United States of America and probably the SPDR Gold Trust. For example, France, a country that has no gold itself. For example, France may define its money in terms of the money of another country which may be on the gold standard. For example, the United States before 1933. Since francs would be defined in terms of dollars, francs would be redeemable in dollars. And since dollars were redeemable in gold, then the francs, having been converted into dollars, could be converted into gold, and in fact, the francs exchanged for gold. You follow that? While this plan might work very well as long as the full gold standard country maintained a steady and prosperous economy, if it should experience depression, the gold exchange country would suffer dire consequences since it would have tied its economy to that of the full gold standard country. You get into bed with the devil. Don't complain if you get raped, beaten, and murdered before morning. Silver standards. Silver standards have been important in many countries in the world, such as India and China. I think we're going to have to take that have been and change the tense. They have been used at times in other countries, but never as a single standard as in the United States. The silver standard is normally a full silver standard, equivalent to the full gold standard. In all respects, the full silver standard is the same as the full gold standard, with the single exception that a different metal is employed. Then we go to bimetallic standards. The bimetallic standard is one in which two metals, such as gold and silver, are used as the basic money unit. For example, in the United States, the dollar would be defined as so many grains of pure gold or so many grains of pure silver. Therefore, any paper money could be converted into either silver or gold. Gold and silver coins could be interchanged freely for each other. The difficulty of such a standard is that the relationship of gold to silver must be delicately balanced. I don't report it, but it's certainly up on the Kitco's website. Used to do that in the beginning, give you the gold to silver ratio every day. So there's a ratio. Again, the difficulty of such a standard is that the relationship of gold to silver must be delicately balanced, as it was in our Constitution. Once the nation had defined the dollar as equal to so many grains of gold or so many grains of silver, any great percentage increase in the supply of one metal over the other would upset the balance. And the more plentiful money would drive the dearer money out of existence. And we're going to get to that in a moment. It's called Gresham's Law. The United States, before 1834, was on a bimetallic standard and adopted as its relationship of gold to silver a ratio of 15 parts of silver to one part of gold, i.e., gold was 15 times as valuable as silver. You can see this morning, with silver at $16.42 an ounce, compared to $1,041.20 an ounce for gold, that it is a long ways off the 15 to 1 ratio. And it's not fixed. It's changing constantly. At the same time, however, France, which was also on a bimetallic standard, valued gold as 15.5 times as valuable as silver. The result was that since France valued gold higher in relation to silver than we did, our gold all flowed to France. And France's silver flowed to the United States. The end result was that France was on a gold standard and the United States on a silver standard, much to the pleasure of the Rothschilds banking family. In 1934, realizing this difficulty, the American Congress changed the mint ratio of the two metals and valued gold at 16 parts of silver. In this case, we overvalued gold in relation to the French value for gold in terms of silver, with the result that all the gold flowed back to the United States and the silver went back again to France, and the position was reversed. France then being on a silver standard and the United States on a gold standard. This is thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Friedrich Wilhelm. Hegel's dialectic. This example illustrates the difficulties involved in trying to maintain a bimetallic standard. Rarely in history has a bimetallic standard been maintained successfully for any length of time. The tendency for overvalued money to drive out undervalued money out of circulation has been called Gresham's Law. This law, stated by Sir Francis Gresham of England, declares that, quote, bad money drives good money out of circulation. Close quote. Paper standards, just a little bit more in all of this, just a little bit more. We'll go on to some others. Paper standards. A paper standard is one in which a government does not state its money in terms of any metal. Paper money. Paper money. In the United States, for example, we would merely print dollar bills, and on the face of the dollar would be stated, this is $1. Well, that's about where we find ourselves today. $1. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeed.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
And we've returned once again. The paper standards, once more. A paper standard is one in which a government does not state its money in terms of any metal. No metal. No metal. Just paper. In the United States, for example, we would merely print dollar bills, and on the face of the dollar bill, it would be stated, this is $1. There would be no guarantee that it was redeemable by the United States Treasury in silver or gold or any other metal. And one of the advantages of this kind of money is that the government can manage, quote-unquote manage, the amount of money in circulation without any natural restrictions, such as a natural scarcity of gold. When the economy required more money, the government could just print it. When the economy required less money, the government could simply withdraw bills from circulation. It must be pointed out that there is little reason to suppose that gold or silver or any other metallic standard would be superior to a paper standard. I'll say that again. This is indoctrination of the first order. It must be pointed out that there is little reason to suppose that the gold or silver or any other metallic standard would be superior to a paper standard. While the success of any metal standard rests upon the scarcity of that metal, the value of paper money also rests upon the scarcity of the paper money. This scarcity can be controlled by governments. Following the Civil War in the United States, large quantities of unconvertible paper money was printed and circulated. But the excessive quantities in which it was issued caused it to be less valuable in terms of goods and services, with the result that the value of the money declined and prices became inflated. However, the same results could have been produced if we had been on a full gold standard merely by continually changing the value of money. Honest weights and money, honest weights and measures, I should say, my friends, is at the bottom of all of this. For example, beginning with money valued at $20.67 an ounce, we could have said 1 month later that it was worth $30 an ounce. In another month, raised it to $50 an ounce. In another month, to $100, and so on. The effect would have been precisely the same as printing more paper money. For in essence, that is what we would have done. Therefore, the basic value of money in exchange in any economy rests upon the integrity and conservativeness of the government using the money. Absolutely important. Always the same solution. Unless and until such time as we abolish this established two-party political system and restore our constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, there's not going to be any remedy for we the people. If we cannot depend upon the integrity and, so to speak, the conservativeness of the government issuing the money, we will continuously be involved in the booms and busts that we've seen in the history of this country. Especially our monetary system. The monetary standard of the United States at the present time, the United States has a monetary standard comprised of the essentials of all of the foregoing standards, with the exception of the gold exchange standard. In the United States at the present time, we do define our money in terms of gold. Money is valued at $35 per ounce of pure gold. However, since gold is prohibited from circulation and can be used only for two purposes, industrial use and foreign trade, and since further, it can be purchased from the government only in amounts of bullion, we are said to have the essence of the gold bullion standard, or the stench, or the smell, the essence of the gold bullion standard. On the other hand, we also mint silver and coin silver dollars, which pass freely into circulation, not anymore. Today, they're just some kind of a metallic slug. We therefore have some of the elements of the silver standard. We use silver not only for silver dollars, but for half dollars, quarters, and dimes. But these coins do not contain a dollar's worth or a half dollar's worth of silver, since our silver coins are alloys containing considerable percentages of other baser metals. Therefore, our silver coins are called subsidiary coins. And then it continues. And it shows the decline from 1860 to 1948 of the value or the amount of silver in the dollars. Bills are also issued in the United States. Silver certificates are $1 bills, paper money issued by the United States Treasury Department. These $1 bills are redeemable, quote, in silver, payable to the bearer on demand. The kind of uplifting, I've collected a few of them myself. I every now and then. I just need to have a little bit of a touch with reality, and I go get those payable on-demand jobs out and look at them. That statement merely means that a silver dollar will be exchanged for a paper dollar. That's not the case any longer, my friends. Those paper dollars are exchangeable only for more paper dollars. We have other paper money that is issued by the Federal Reserve System, and these bills are called Federal Reserve Notes. Notice the change here now. And these bills, again, and such bills are in $5, $10, and $20 denominations. Remember, it was only the $1 bills that were redeemable in silver payable to the bearer on demand. The Federal Reserve Notes, the $5, the $10, the $20 denominations, and of course we also have the $50 and $100 bills. Such larger bills are mere promissory notes on the part of the Federal Reserve banks. You see, we don't really need to go back to Eustace Mullins and G. Edward Griffin and the rest of them. You can just access any textbook published prior to the obfuscatory linguistics that came in the 1960s following this free speech movement, but this was pretty well known. But it might have gone right over their heads. They might not have understood what they'd read. Such larger bills are mere promissory notes on the part of the Federal Reserve banks. They're redeemable as follows. Will pay to the bearer on demand $100. There's no stipulation of payment in any kind of metal. In addition to the silver coins, we also have two metallic coins, which are called minor coins. These are nickels made from the base metal, in other words, nickel, and pennies made from copper. Neither of these coins contain the full monetary value of the metal until today. Today, a nickel is worth more than 5 cents. A copper penny is worth more than a penny. More than 1 cent or 1/100th of a U.S. dollar. It is evident, then, that the United States monetary system really includes several monetary standards. We have a number of different kinds of money, including gold, silver, nickel, copper, paper, which is convertible into paper, and paper which is not. However, all of these monies have one thing in common. They have been declared and guaranteed by the United States government as, quote-unquote, full legal tender. That means that any of these kinds of money can be offered in payment for a debt and must be accepted. Payment for a debt. But of course, today, you know, you cannot use this money to discharge debt. You can't pay a debt with a debt instrument. You're just transferring the debt to the next guy. It's a con game, Ponzi scheme. Goes back to our story about dandelions. Although most of us could name our various coins without difficulty, few of us are thoroughly familiar with the various types of paper money in use. There are seven different types of paper money in the United States. Only three of the seven types are permitted to circulate freely among the public. The three types which circulate freely are Federal Reserve Notes, Silver Certificates, and United States Notes. I have a United States note, a $2 bill. Find out a little bit more about those in a moment. Of these, the Federal Reserve Notes are by far the most commonly used. Silver certificates, as we've already said, are issued by the federal government and are backed 100% in silver deposited with the United States Treasury. Silver certificates are, therefore, representative money. 100% backed in silver. In a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, are your politicians representing you? Do we actually have a representative system of government? Do they back you up 100% in silver the way silver would back up a silver certificate? Or do they back up the parties and the lobbyists that pay for their campaign? We'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
The Intel Strike Report.
I mean, I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
Recognizing that we're not going to have enough time to go into consumerism and consumer movements and the debt and some of the other things, I'm just going to stick right with this particular chapter. We're almost to conclude it. Perhaps it'll be the first time in over half a century that these words were put out into general circulation, and I thank the authors of this textbook and the D.C. Heath and Company for writing these words, James Gemmell, the Pennsylvania State College, Howard L. Balsley, Washington and Lee University, putting out this text. It was reviewed by the Brookings Institute to make sure that it was acceptable for the time period. But nevertheless, going back and drawing a careful distinction between the silver certificate, the $1 silver certificate payable to the bearer on demand, in payment upon demand as a representative money. Let me just give it to you again. Draw the comparison in your own mind between these silver certificates at this time and our representative system of government. The silver certificates, as we've already said, are issued by the federal government and are backed 100% in silver deposited with the United States Treasury. In other words, our representatives are backed 100% by we the people. Silver certificates are therefore representative or representative money. The Congress whores and the senators and your state representatives and your state senators and your governors, etc., are all representing you. The certificates merely represent actual silver and circulate in its place. In other words, our representatives represent us and circulate in our place in a well-ordered society, certainly not where we're at today. This saves wear and tear on the silver, saves wear and tear on us, and it is much cheaper to print or elect the representative, print the paper bill, than to coin silver. It's much cheaper for us to send a representative than for us all, like in Athens or in Sparta, to travel to Washington, the District of Criminals, and voice our opinion in a democracy. United States notes were issued during the Civil War period and are still in circulation. The United States note that I have was printed in 1953. How does that line up with this? A special fund of $150 million has been set aside by the federal government for the redemption of the United States notes when and if they're presented for redemption. $150 million of what, I have to ask? If I were to take my U.S. notes to a Federal Reserve Bank and present them, would I be able to apply against this special fund of $150 million whatevers? Would it be different from the Federal Reserves they would hand me? I don't know. I went quickly and grabbed it and looked at it. It doesn't say anything about silver or gold. So I guess they'd just like to withdraw them from circulation, but I don't understand that. The four types that do not circulate are gold certificates, national bank notes, Federal Reserve Bank notes, and Treasury notes of 1890. There's these four that are not in circulation. Gold certificates, national bank notes, Federal Reserve Bank notes, and Treasury notes of 1890. Who do they circulate amongst? Or do they circulate? Not at all. They say they do not circulate. These four types are in the possession of banks and collectors and are gradually being retired from use by the government. And then it goes on and it closes out the chapter with a table that lists the amounts and the kinds of the money, monies in the United States at the time of this writing. In coins, there were 492 million. Silver dollars, there were $492 million worth. Subsidiary silver, in other words, half dollars, quarters, and dimes, there was $1,050,000,000 of them. In the minor coins, the nickels and the pennies, there were $390 million in circulation. $390 million worth of nickels and pennies. In paper money, the silver certificates, the $1 bills, there was $2,334,000,000 worth. The Federal Reserve notes in the 5, 10, 20, 50, and 100 denomination bills had $25,424,000,000 in circulation. Of the United States notes, there were $347 million worth in circulation. Money not in public circulation was gold bullion, valued at $23,191,000,000. Silver bullion, $2,080,000,000. In paper money, not in circulation, gold certificates, there were $22,031,000,000 worth. In the national bank notes, there were $79 million. In Federal Reserve Bank notes, there was $231 million. And in Treasury notes of 1890, there was less than $1 million. And generally unavailable. Well, as I said, that's chapter 19 out of this text. There's a lot to learn from these old books. I love to spend my time with them. This week we talk with Vicki Davis and we get into all of this stuff, all of this new insanity that's out there, and it's enough to drive any researcher over the edge. Certainly we almost lost Vicki on Thursday morning. She was just about ready to pull the plug. Had come to this microphone just about one time too many. This stuff is oppressive, to be sure. We have to find or seek some balance in all of this. a certain amount of studying, a certain amount of fresh air and exercise. That's how the whole idea of recreation came into existence at the colleges. They realized if they kept hammering on the boys at the Ivy Leagues that they'd drive them over the edge. Many did, like John Stuart Mill. Auguste Comte had a mental breakdown as well. It's more than some people can handle. So do take some time off over the weekend and think about some other things besides all this crap. But we've been fed a long line of obfuscatory linguistics over the last 60, 70 years. Some of you have never experienced any of this kind of stuff. I really like the old books. They give us windows into where we came from. None of this will have any value if we can't find a better place to go in the future. As I like to say, no matter how long, no matter how deep, no matter how wide this inflation or deflation or hyperinflation or recession or depression lasts, on the other side, there's still going to be government. And daily, I'm inundated with emails and mailings from all of the various and sundry Republicans and Democrats. I'm on their lists, all the national committees and the state committees. And whether you are or whether you are not fired up and preparing for the 2010 election, I can assure you they are. And so you're going to have to decide. Is it going to be a government of your choosing? Or are you just going to continue to allow someone else to make all of the choices for you? It's not pleasant to think about. When I talk to people interested in running for office, I tell them, well, yeah, you're very likely going to need to weld your nostrils closed and go into the rooms walking backwards, throwing salt over your left shoulder and waving a willow wand to keep all of the evil off of you. If you approach it from the standpoint of temporary service to the restoration of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government as opposed to a job or a career, then you could be of use to us today. If we don't do anything, my friends, we're going to get another round from these parties. But these parties are the disease. This country was not founded with a Democrat and Republican Party. They're adjuncts. You'll find no support for them in any of our constitutions. You'll find no support for them in any of the founders' writings. You won't find them in the Federalist Papers or the Anti-Federalist Papers. These are creations. These are creations largely post-1812. It was never in the mind of England to turn over to the colonies, the corporations, the free and total disposal of all of the natural resources on this continent, the North American continent. When Adam Smith advised the Crown and Parliament assembled to set the colonies free, it carried the disclaimer that you hold the money system. And so they kept the bank and they gave you a semblance of freedom, but they still control us today. We can break that cycle. It's not set in stone. But we're out of time. I'll be back again on Monday. Hope you have a good weekend. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com.
cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.